This is Serena Catania with Technorati. I am here with Jason George. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Telescope. First of all, it's a very interesting name. And secondly, when you ask him what his company does, that's even more interesting. So tell me, what is Telescope? What does it do? And who does it do it for?
We really, pioneered on-air interactivity in the U.S. market. So we've been working on shows like American Idol for the past 12 years, since the very start of it, managing things like their kind of voting and on-air engagement. We've kind of seen that migration happen from people calling in to people texting in to now, you know, more and more people going through a huge range of digital platforms or accessing through Facebook or Twitter. And, you know, we're now starting to really see the next wave of that, which is how do we harness those conversations that are already going on out there around the shows and the projects we do, and how can we bring those back in to make content stickier on the kind of first screen? And how do we also push that out and distribute that across every single connected device? So that's really kind of what we help our clients with.
Can you help me understand a little bit more about how you do that? What's the workflow for that?
Well, I mean, the first thing is the interactive mechanic that engages somebody. So, you know, that might be something like a vote. It might be a sweepstake competition. It might be, you know, a poll or just, you know, soliciting comments from people. So we really help our clients manage on that certain first bit of media. How do we actually engage people in the first place? The second thing is, you know, how do we actually harness the conversations that are already out there? So, for instance, we have access to the Twitter firehose, and we can pull in and filter and curate, you know, comments from anybody and kind of quickly give our clients, you know, real-time access to that information and allow them to pull out comments from somebody who's got a lot of followers, for instance, because they want to kind of use that influence, or just content that they find kind of particularly relevant to that, you know, the showing on their first device. And then the next part of that is how do we display that? Because I think the other thing that our clients are really struggling with, or everybody in the media world is struggling with, is there's suddenly this proliferation of devices. You know, people are watching on or are consuming content and interacting on an iPad, a Kindle, a smartphone, a feature phone. You know, what are the kind of ways that I can reach all those people? So the primary way we use is through HTML5. So that's obviously a language that allows people to really create one set of content that can very quickly and easily and cheaply be formatted for a huge range of different applications. So it can go into an actual downloadable application, or it could just be somebody viewing that on the mobile web on their device, but it gives them universal coverage, certainly of the entire kind of mobile universe.
So I'm a visual person, and this is radio, which makes it a little bit more difficult. I'm sitting at home, and they say, okay, text number 1, 2, or 3 to vote. When you text, can you take that text on a trip for us so I can understand a little bit more what happens to it?
Sure. I mean, I'll talk about a real-life project. So American Idol, which is obviously something that's near and dear to the heart of America. So, you know, over the years, we've seen that show evolve from, as I said, you know, originally calling in to then, you know, texting, which AT&T brought to you and I think was credited here as one of the things that really changed the view of texting in the US and brought it to become a kind of, you know, a really mass market phenomenon. And more recently, we've allowed people to be able to vote using their Facebook login. So online voting through Facebook login. And this year, we created a kind of two-screen experience as well. So to give you an idea of the call to action around the votes, it's saying to people, go online and you can play our kind of game around rating people's performances. And then at the end of the show, when the vote opens, you can automatically, you know, vote a number of times for, you know, one contestant or a number of different contestants. Now, what I can see through that process, you know, and really the step change I think we're seeing for broadcasters is I can see exactly how many people are in that application at any one time. I can see what device they're coming from. I can look at their profile information to kind of see the demographic breakdown. You know, and although we're not using it like this at the moment, that could potentially be used for a number of ways for something like targeting. So that's an example of how a call to action on air is driving a kind of second screen experience. And then kind of they're also taking some of that content and feeding that back to the show when it's live. So that's one example. I mean, text is slightly different. So we also provide things like text messaging solutions. You know, that's a much kind of simpler. Usually I'll use a different example, which is we do a big program with the NBA Slam Dunk program that's sponsored by Sprite. And, you know, you're asked to text vote for the winner. You know, it's live in real time. It's a 15-minute window, very quick. You know, the whole campaign is brought to you by Sprite. So you get a message back saying, thanks for your vote, brought to you by Sprite. And then from that, it's offering you extra content that kind of Sprite can bring to you. So as a kind of VIP experience for participating. So that's an example of how sponsors can also be integrated to kind of provide more value and more benefit for, you know, for the commercial aspects of that campaign.
How did you get involved in this? Let's go back to the history of this. And how did all this get started?
Sure. The company's actually a British company, as you can tell from my strange accent. And it started out managing, on-air interactivity in the UK market. And actually, in the UK, most things like competitions, sweepstakes, if you like, voting is all paid for by the consumer. So, you know, you get 25 pence billed to your carrier bill when you vote, for instance. And we did a small show called Pop Idol in the UK. And when it was sold here and became American Idol, the producers, Fremantle, asked us to come and help them, consult with them to set up the phone voting. And actually, so one of our project managers came across for the suitcase for 3 months. You know, she's still here. She's now an American citizen. That's a sort of good analogy for the whole business. So, you know, very opportunistic beginnings. We were very lucky that the show became such a big hit. But from there, we really went on to get a lot of other clients, you know, who were looking for similar solutions. So we now provide all the kind of voting and interactive infrastructure for shows like The Voice, The X Factor, America's Got Talent, lots of Univision shows, quite a lot of cable kind of reality shows as well. So that was really the origins of the company. And as I said, we moved from being somebody that really just provided, you know, IVR phone voting, so landline phone voting, into, you know, tech solutions, and then latterly really into much more around social media and second screen solutions. As you know, as we've seen consumer behavior migrate, and it's fascinating seeing how kind of, you know, that's happened over the last 10 years as people have kind of adopted new technologies, and clearly kind of, you know, much more of a focus towards mobility these days, where I'd probably say in all the interaction that we see, and we process, I think, 1.5 billion interactions a year, we see probably 75% of those coming from a mobile device, and it's growing. So it's fascinating seeing how those shifts are happening with such massive changes in technology.
What's your biggest challenge technologically to keep this going and keep it accurate and satisfy your clients?
Metrics is the biggest challenge. I think for our, you know, we're mainly focused on the networks and production companies, although we do work with the sponsors. But I think what everyone's trying to figure out is, what's the metrics that kind of govern success here? How can I use this to monetize that content? Clearly, as those models break down and things like Nielsen, you know, ratings become, you know, more and more, kind of porous, I think everyone's looking for, okay, I got 10% of my audience to engage. What does that mean? Who is that audience beyond just knowing their kind of phone number? How can I actually build a relationship with them that I can turn into something that can, you know, can be valued in a deeper way? So I think, you know, the biggest challenge facing the industry, there's many, but I think the biggest one is metrics. And how do we measure that engagement? How do we really measure and deepen that engagement?
I'm just curious about, and this is a little bit more of a marketing and overall marketing question, shows that are decided, like The American Idol, is decided by popular vote. If you look at the demographics of, and you may not be able to answer this, and if you can't, that's fine. But if you look at the demographics of the people who are voting, do you get a good cross-section, or is there a personality, a characteristic, a section of the marketplace that tends to vote more than others?
You're right. I can't talk in much detail about those sorts of things. But, I think it broadly, it depends on the audience for the show. I don't think there's particularly one, you know, that certainly you might get higher concentrations in certain demographic profiles. But, I mean, maybe more relevantly, you know, we also run shows on channels like MTV. So you will certainly see a different mix of how people vote according to, you know, whether they're watching a more youth, you know, oriented kind of show, or whether it's more general market. And I think you do get conversion. I wouldn't say, for instance, that older demographics are less likely to vote. I think certainly, you know, older housewives are particularly kind of rabid voters. So I think it's more about the method. If you said to those older housewives, you can't vote through toll-free, you can only vote through, you know, online, they may not vote. Whereas, you know, the younger demos, if you said, well, you can only vote through toll-free, they may be less likely to vote. So I think it's, you know, what we really help clients with is, you know, we're very much cross-platform. So it's about reaching the different audiences according to how they prefer to kind of participate. So I think that's the biggest thing I'd say. I can't really, we do get some demographic information, but I can't kind of talk about that. But I don't think it's particularly, you know, it particularly over-indexes in certain demographics. I think it's really depend on the general market for the show and kind of how you induce people to kind of participate by, you know, by really getting them involved in the content. You know, if people, the big thing about voting is that you can impact you can impact the actual narrative of that show. I can be part of deciding who wins, and that's one of the most powerful motivators to actually kind of participate, along with things like I can win something. Clearly that's a very powerful, you know, motivator. But also, you know, I think people love to get something like the name up in lights, the kind of fame factor that I'm able to comment, and that comment is somewhere in the public domain that allows me, you know, kind of my voice. So those are the things that we see as ways of motivating people to participate that are actually pretty universal.
I think that you're probably gathering historical information that down the road is going to be very valuable. I'm wondering, in your mind, what do you see for the future technologically? Where do you see this going?
Firstly, you know, people still talk about television as the first screen, you know, and I'm not sure if that's really true anymore, even now. So, you know, I think especially among younger demographics, clearly technology has been such a big disruptor that they're not watching on the big screen. They're actually watching, you know, more likely on their phone or on their tablet. And I think that's going to, you know, certainly kind of progress further. So I think things like mobile video, online video in general, but especially mobile video are really going to explode. And things like TV everywhere will be hugely important for the kind of the broadcasts and the networks as they kind of seek to reach people in a number of different ways. So, you know, I think that's one thing. And along with that is those notions that now the schedule doesn't mean anything to me. I'm just going to really program my own schedule, which actually most of us are doing already because we're recording or going through Netflix or whatever it might be and actually finding the content that we want and deciding, oh, actually my mood tonight is this and therefore I want to watch, you know, Breaking Bad, you know, on demand. So I think that's those are the things that are going to really continue. And the real, again, part of that challenge is, how do I knit people together across a number of different platforms? How do I know who they are so I can try and personalize an experience to them? And of course, that data is important as well, because if I know something about them, you know, how can I create advertising that's more relevant for them that actually is more likely to be effective as well? So I think that's, you know, that's the big thing, is that is going to proliferate, I think, to the point where, you know, a broadcast network is probably defined at the moment as, you know, the local stations that it's broadcast on, and in 5 years' time, there may be no need at all for those local stations because they are actually, reaching people in a number of different ways and on a number of different devices. So,
where do we go on the web to learn more about your company?
www.telescope.tv, or you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'd love to see you.
Should we vote for you?
Well, obviously, we're just a business-to-business company providing those things, but we'd certainly welcome you at our office or kind of on our website, so please visit.
We'll give you the big thumbs up on the web.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.